plate a potential nugget.
And as I was reading your book, Jen, what I found interesting was, you know, mathematically speaking, if we sort of take the fact that we could fall into one of the four conflict habits and the person on the other side could be one of the four, it leads to 16 sort of permutations. But I noticed that in your book, you say that there are five patterns which are more common than the rest. Blame, shame, blame, shutdown, relentlessly collaborate, shutdown, 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 and blame, blame. And just as I eyeballed it, I got the sense that blame and shutdown are possibly more commonly found among people than the rest. Would that be a fair way of understanding the context here?
I thought that was such an interesting insight. You wrote me that before we spoke, and I remember that, and I think that's a really interesting insight. I have to say, I don't know. I have not done the analysis on people who've taken the quiz to see if there are major differences, and I can and should potentially do that. All the data is completely anonymous, and we do have the data, so I should look at it and do that analysis. My sense, though, just anecdotally, having worked with thousands of people who are my students at Columbia and also clients in all kinds of corporate and academic and nonprofit and governmental environments, is that there feels to me like it's a pretty even breakdown. So I have over the last 10 years done a exercise on the first night of the 3-day workshop that I give at Columbia for graduate students on optimal outcomes. And I have people self-identify. This was before the quiz, before I created the quiz online. And so people would self-identify in one of these four conflict habits groups. And generally speaking, those four corners of the room that I would send people to were pretty evenly distributed. So I'm not sure that it's about that. The best thing I can chalk it up to is that there are certain patterns that are easier to get locked into than others. And so, for example, blame, shame is a perfect, I think, example of this, where if you have a conflict habit of you shame yourself, you blame yourself, you might be naturally drawn to someone, to be in relationship with someone who is a blamer. That's a very natural pattern to get stuck in. The blamer will be naturally attracted to you, and you will be naturally attracted to them because you're already shaming yourself, and you're going to find someone who's going to kind of lay it on you. That's what you attract. And they, and a blamer needs someone who's going to allow them to blame them. Allow the person to blame. So I think that's more how it works. Same thing with blame, blame. You know, often, like in my family, and I talk about this very honestly in the book, my mom and I were stuck in a blame, blame pattern for many, many years. And, you know, that was not fun or easy, but it does kind of make sense. I grew up in my parents' home, and there was a lot of screaming and yelling. And so as much as I had my grandma Florence as that model of how to deal with conflict, which was to stay calm and allow, you know, she was the eye of the storm for others, I also had this model of blaming and anger. And so I know how to do that really well too. And so I think blamers can also find each other, and that's a really sticky pattern, conflict loop to get stuck in as well. So those are just two examples. Does that help? Is that a help?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great insight. It's not so much about the incidence of these five types, but probably the stickiness of these kinds of conflict patterns, which possibly makes them stand out for you. So I think that's an interesting nuance. I hadn't quite processed it that way.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.